great. Just relax and enjoy. Tonight is all about you.
Ah, thank you.
So where exactly are we in this relationship?
Oh, come on. I just told you I had a hard day.
You're right. I'm sorry. Let's watch the game.
Great.
I just know the longer we wait to talk about it, the weirder it gets.
Sweetie, can I just be the girl tonight?
Absolutely. You're the girl, I'm the guy. Now you watch your football game while I make you a little plate.
Thank
here.
You.
Nope, I'll get it. Go sports.
Hello, low, low.
What are you doing here? I thought you were out with Sheldon and Amy.
I was, but it's the anniversary and I didn't want to be a third wheel, so I figured I'd come over here and hang out with you and Penny at your date.
It's not really a great time. Penny and I have some things we need to talk about.
No, we don't. Come on in.
Sweet.
Can't believe I shaved my stomach for this.
Hey, Fruit Loops. I got a phone call.
Who is it?
A woman who says she's your mother but sounds like your father.
Hey, Ma. You know, we could see each other if you turn on the computer.
I'm not going near that fakakta thing. I'll catch a computer virus.
You can't catch a computer virus.
Oh, so now you're an astronaut and a doctor?
What do you want, Ma?
Your wife says you have something important to tell me.
Okay, here it is. Bernadette and I are starting a life together.
Oh, God. You are gonna leave me.
Ma.
It's okay. Your father left me. You left me. I guess I'm just the kind of person people like to leave.
It's not definite. I'll talk to Bernadette.
Don't bother. I'll just go sit in a hole in the ground so I'm no trouble when I die.
Stop it, Ma. I'm sure I can get Bernie to come around.
I knew it. I knew she was behind this. You listen to me. If you want to be a man, you can't let a woman tell you what to do.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I can't believe these people won the Cold War.
Now, can we please change the subject?
You know, I'm growing to like American football.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Well, it's not the balls to the wall action of badminton or cricket, but hey. What is?
All right, who's ready for another beer?
I'm good.
No, thank you.
Girls?
Oh, I am having the nicest time. You guys are like family to me. You know that, right?
That's great. Get out.
What? Why?
Penny and I have some issues we need to talk about.
Oh, pish on your issues. You guys are fine. Yes, you've hit some bumps along the way. I mean, Penny, you've always known how this man has felt about you, but you made him grovel for affection.
Okay, hold on.
Don't blame yourself. He was a groveler from way back. The point is, the two of you got past it. And then you go and propose to this poor girl in the middle of sex? That was some weak tea, dude.
Some people might say it was romantic.
Yeah, no. But yet, here you two are still together. And that's even after you and I had our crazy naked night.
That's enough.
I'm just saying that after everything you've been through, you get to look into each other's eyes and say, I love you. And that's beautiful.
Actually, to this day, she's never really said it.
Oh, Penny, that's ridiculous. You know you love him. You look him in the eyes and you say it.
Raj.
Oh, come on, you know you want to say it. Say it. Say you love him. Say it. I really thought she would say it.
Have I ever told you you're like a sexy praying mantis?
Every time you drink alcohol.
You know what's wonderful about the praying mantis? They devour their mate.
Your point being?
Dessert is served.
I just had cobbler.
You know what? I'm done with this.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
You can't leave. I need you.
You do?
Yes. You're my ride.
Sheldon, you either say something meaningful and from the heart, or you and I are done.
All right. Please. Amy, when I look in your eyes, and you're looking back in mine, everything feels not quite normal, because I feel stronger and weaker at the same time. I feel excited and at the same time terrified. The truth is, I don't know what I feel, except I know what kind of man I want to be.
Sheldon, that was beautiful.
I should hope so. That's from the first Spider-Man movie.
I'll take it.
Good. Now, I assume we're splitting the check?
Hey, Stuart.
Oh, hey, it was actually just about to close up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll leave.
No, it's okay. Hang out.
You sure?
Yeah, you're my first customer today.
All right, great.
I'm having a nightcap. You want to join me?
What are you drinking?
Coffee liqueur and a Chewbacca mug. I call it a sad teeny.
Perfect for the night I'm having. Thank you.
Nice not to drink alone.
Amen to that. Sometimes I pour a little Chardonnay into my dog's water bowl.
Kidding.
She's kind of a mean drunk, but what are you gonna do?
Cheers.
Cheers.
A little music?
Sure. Bossa Nova. You listen to that with your hips as well as your ears. Something about Latin music just makes me feel like I'm on a white sand beach in Rio.
Yeah, the sun, the waves, the beautiful bodies, tanned and glistening with sweat.
Thank you for the drink.
No problem.
Hey, Stuart.
Yeah.
You wanna hang out tomorrow night? Maybe grab a bite to eat or catch a late movie?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I'm a little tight on funds.
No problem. My treat. I'll swing by after work.
Okay.
Okay.
I could do worse.
Thank you for telling her.
Hey, I'm a grown man. I'm gonna live with my wife. My mother's just gonna have to learn to make do on her own.
Is she upset?
Who can tell? She yells everything. She might have been upset. She might have been hungry.
Thanks for fixing it. I love you.
I love you too. Sweet dreams. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night, Rocket Man.
To infinity and beyond, baby.
Loops, you realize you just slide your ass off to your wife and your mother.
I know.
What are you gonna do when you get back to Earth?
Oh, I'm never going back.